This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow to select a new county executive. Candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki are competing for the position. Polls will be open from 7 to 8. Kenosha is focusing on school safety with a referendum set for February. Madison police are still looking into a motive connected to Monday's shooting.
At this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time.
That's Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. Delays in getting a public defender have postponed a preliminary hearing for a man accused of killing a pregnant Kenosha woman. Lawrence G. Franklin is being held on $1.5 million bond. He appeared in court this week, but the delay will set things back to February. A proposed $300 million natural gas plant by We Energies aims to meet rising energy demands in Kenosha County and the area. If approved, work on a new 128-megawatt facility planned for Paris could start in February. And there is a potential for a white Christmas, but don't get your hopes up. Forecasters predict 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night, but temperatures may warm up to melt it by next week. Just to the north in Sheboygan and Fond du Lac, there's a winter storm warning for tomorrow and Friday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We're very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football. More players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although fans may have been disappointed with the supposed finale of Yellowstone, the show did draw good viewership. Variety reports that Yellowstone pulled in 11.5 million viewers for the series finale, making it the most watched episode in series history, according to the Paramount Network. The network reported that the season 5 premiere pulled in 16.5 million viewers, but across multiple platforms. Either way, the numbers suggest many more spinoffs. The Boys has started shooting season 5 and promises more outrageous plot lines and behavior. Series creator and executive producer Eric Kripke says that main character Homelander, played by Anthony Starr, will be all trauma, and that the character might also get a spinoff series. This will be the final season of The Boys, and if you're interested in seeing what you've been missing, check out the previous 4 seasons on Amazon Prime and prepare for a wild ride. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained, as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, 34. Snow will continue tomorrow night into Friday. We could get 2 to 4 inches by the time the snow winds down into Friday, with some wind and blowing snow by Friday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.